This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan and Sweden's Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson shook hands on Monday following successful talks on Sweden's NATO accession. During talks on the sidelines of the NATO summit, Erdogan agreed to forward to Parliament Sweden's bid to join the NATO military alliance. He had held up the bid to expedite Turkey becoming a member of the EU. At a news conference, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the U.S. has long backed Turkey's goal of joining the European Union.
We continue to press the case that Sweden has taken a number of steps to address the concerns that Turkey raised, and we believe that it is time for Turkey to support Sweden's NATO accession.
Sweden and Finland applied for NATO membership last year, abandoning their policies of military non-alignment that had lasted through the decades of the Cold War in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Monday spoke about the delay in admitting Ukraine to NATO, saying that the majority of NATO members stood together with his country and the Vilnius summit must conform and confirm that Ukraine is a de facto member of the military alliance.
I am grateful to all the leaders, to each country who speaks in this way, who have adopted relevant declarations and statements of Ukraine regarding our integration. The majority of the alliance stands firmly with us.
Zelensky also went on to say that further weapons supply for Ukraine in its war against Russia would also be discussed at the summit. Again, recapping Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan and Sweden's Prime Minister shook hands on Monday following successful talks on Sweden's NATO accession. This is VOA News. Israel's parliament gave preliminary approval to a bill early Tuesday, early hours, that limits some Supreme Court power. We get more from VOA's Steve Miller.
The United States and South Korea dismissed the North's accusations and urged it to refrain from any acts or rhetoric that raises animosities. It's unclear if North Korea would follow through. It has made numerous similar threats over alleged U.S. reconnaissance activities, but its latest statement came amid heightened animosities over North Korea's barrage of missile tests earlier this year. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff denied that the United States had flown any spy plane into North Korean territory. Steve Miller, VOA News.
A landslide is tearing apart luxury homes on Southern California's Palos Verdes Peninsula. AP correspondent Ben Thomas tells us more. When my soul was in the law. A UN agency tasked with regulating the deep sea is debating whether to open the Earth's watery depths to countries and companies that are now allowed to start applying for provisional mining licenses. The International Seabed Authority is based in Jamaica and launched a two-week conference on the issue Monday. That's one day after it missed a deadline to approve a set of rules and regulations to govern deep sea mining in international waters. The authority has issued more than 30 exploration licenses, but no provisional licenses thus far given for environmental concerns. Again, a landslide has been tearing apart luxury homes on Southern California's Palos Verdes Peninsula.
That sound captured by ABC 7 Los Angeles is what Weber Yen was hearing on Pear Tree Lane in Rolling Hills Estates.
Yeah, we thought something was amiss because all through the day and night we hear cracks in the house.
12 homes red-tagged as unsafe, residents given 20 minutes to get out. 10 were actively moving. Another 16 are being monitored. The cause is unknown, but Greg Brooks says a leaking pipe may have something to do with it.
The pipe, when it was broken, was gushing to the surface. So you had a lot of erosion subgrade for 2 weeks at least.
Again, sound courtesy ABC 7 Los Angeles. I'm Ben Thomas.
You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil.